Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the sixth day of the month of Menachem Av. Today is day 664, that so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home to their families. We pray for all the chayalim, that they should be safe, come home to their families as well. And that for all those we have lost, Hashem provide nechama, comfort to their families as well. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Tzvi Engel of Congregation Or Torah in Skokie, Illinois, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Be followed by Rabbi Engel slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and then translated to English. Then Rabbi Engel will lead us in the recitation of the Mishnah Berurah for our dear and special Chayalim, Mishnah Berurah for the hostages, which is the Mishnah Berurah for the Shvuyim, and finally concluding with the Mishnah Berurah Acholim, where Rabbi Engel will pause for about 30 seconds, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/call-Tehillim-call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim-call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Engel.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman, and thanks to the Orthodox Union for continuing to do this very important OU daily Tehillim call. This Shabbat is known as Shabbat Chazon. In English, you could say literally it's a Shabbat of vision. Unfortunately, that vision is largely a terrifying and challenging one. But I'd like to share a story that hopefully helps us to cope and to consider our moment for all of its challenges, and they are many. We gather on, after over 660 days now of Milchemet Simchat Torah, and we gather while there are still 50 Chatufim. Some, we hope, will be returned to us shortly alive. Others were hoping they'll be brought to Kfurat Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael very soon. But we think a little bit about our moment, and we think about the fact that we're going into the time period of the Shabbos that goes right into Tisha B'Av. And we think a little bit about how much our generation and the generation right before it has gone through. So many of us are acquainted with survivors. And those were the word survivor now, of course, has a dual connotation from the 20th century and now the 21st century. Sometimes, writes Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau in his autobiography, Out of the Depths, sometimes in order to escape the torments of the labor camp, I returned in my imagination to our first night in Chestochova on that Shabbat Eve when I had heard a chazan named Yossi Mandelbaum singing on Friday night. Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau recounts how he and his brother Naftali lay on cold, damp ground, and suddenly they heard a Hasidic tune. Writes Rabbi Lau, Naftali recalled this song from Krakow, the city of his birth. The memory of his childhood permeated the atmosphere, filling him with emotion, a vestige of vastly distant times. As a child, Naftali had gone many times to visit mother's cousin, a Rav Ben Sion Halberstam, the Admor of Babov, a descendant of the Sanz dynasty, who died during the Holocaust, as we learned afterward. Yossel Mandelbaum, a Babov chassid, was the cantor of Krakow and one of the world's greatest cantors. The verse we heard him singing that night was Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha, Kumi Tzi'i Mitocha Hafecha, Rav Lach Shevet Be'enek Habacha, Mehu Yachmol Alaich Chemla. Sanctuary of the King, Royal City, arise and depart from the upheaval. Too long do you sit in the Valley of Tears. and he will shower you with compassion. Writes Rabbi Lau, Naftali crawled over toward the singing voice. Yes, it was really Yossel Mandelbaum of Krakow, encircled by Hasidim. He saw not a trace of Mandelbaum's impressive beard, which Naftali recalled from his childhood, except for the hint of a mustache. Mandelbaum and all those surrounding him were clean-shaven. Only the cantor's marvelous voice remained, unmistakable, unique. Naftali was certain he'd been granted a gift from heaven. He sat down among the Hasidim and introduced himself as the son of Rabbi Lau of Pietrkov. They all knew my father and his family, as well as my mother and her family. Indeed, they knew our family's genealogy better than Naftali and I did. They smothered him with warmth and love that night, offering a ray of light within the darkness we inhabited. As my brother later told me, Yossel Mandelbaum saw in us a reflection of his own sons, who were killed along with their mother. He took us under his wing, speaking to us and comforting us in our suffering during those first days of orphanhood. And throughout, Lulek, as Rabbi Somer Lau was then known, and his older brother, he was seven, his older brother, Naftali, would take care of him. They would constantly sing that niggun. And they would imagine again that first night that they had together in Chestochov. At one point, Naftali had a chumash. It was a mikrod gedol chumash breishit. And this chazan, Mandelbaum, asked them, can I borrow it? When the brothers were later deported to Buchenwald, Naftali, writing in his own autobiography later on, said he saw that same chumash in a heap of personal effects. In 1985, Naftali Lau Levi, Zichron Livrach, was at that time the Consul General of Israel, of the State of Israel, New York, and he went to a Babov event with the Rebbe, it was Rav Shlomo Halberstam. And they wistfully recalled the niggun, and they brought him up to come sing the niggun to remind everybody of this story. And I think about this story always, especially on this Shabbos, because we need our nigunim and our tefillot to guide us and to remind us that we are not the first ones who sang them or who will sing them in the future. There's a certain communication, not only of words that we recite and that we listen to in the keynotes, but also nigunim. Different tunes of different tefillot that we have. And particularly now, Shabbat Chazon, it's really named for a terrifying vision that the Navi Yeshayahu had, was of a looming catastrophe that could still be averted, but just barely. Throughout the ages, Jewish people endeavored to move to Eretz Yisrael. Among them in the 16th century in Tzfat was a generation of Jews after the exile from Spain. They had been exiled on Tisha B'Av in 1492, but over the intervening generations and decades, they moved to Eretz Yisrael, particularly to Tzfat. Among them, Rabbi Yosef Karo, Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, the Ari HaKadosh, Rabbi Yitzchak Luria, whose Yahrzeit was yesterday, and among them, of course, Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, who wrote many Svarim, most famously, who wrote those words of that song, Mikdash Melech, which is part of the Chadodi, a song about Shabbat, a song about a relationship with Hashem, and a song all about Yerushalayim, a song of longing. After two stanzas about Shabbat, Rav Shlomo Halevi Alkabetz turns to Yerushalayim, and that's where he talks about the Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha, and he bids that the Jewish people should arise from the upheaval, and that the Kodesh Baruch Hu will someday have mercy upon us. Indeed, if you look at the Shem Yishmuel in Parshat Bechukotai, he interprets this exact line from the song, Mikdash Melech, that the king's palace or sanctuary, he writes, Mikdash Melech hu halev shel Yisrael, the Mikdash Malko shel Olam hu, v'sheish yimei ma'aseh shleit la'ad acherev mitapechet, 6 days of the week where the sanctuary, which actually dwells in the heart of every Jew, where the king of the world is sanctified, from the heart of every Jew, the 6 days of the week very often prevent us from getting close to Hashem. There's, as it were, a fiery sword preventing us, like the fiery sword described in the book of Bereishit that prevents us from getting into Gan Eden, to the Garden of Eden. But there is a time period, one time, when we can actually get in, and that's on the day of Shabbat, when we can turn that which is bad into something that is good, where we can figure out how to connect to Hashem. Ach b'Shabbat, he writes, Yotzin mitoch ha'afeicha, a time of clarity to come out of upheaval. And to have a sense of who we are, what we represent, without the noise of media and its constant drumbeat of negativity, focusing only on pejorative stories about the Jewish people, Chalila, or being pessimistic, but to remind ourselves of the very words and the very nigunim that we carry in our hearts and we put on our lips are actually those of the ages. Rabbi Shlomo Alkabetz was not zocha to see the Medinat Yisrael that we are zochen to see. The people who lived in Tzfat could not even imagine what we would be up to for all of our challenges, and they are many, and they are real. We will daven for them now. That Hashem should help us, should give us chemla for all of them. But think a little bit, what does it mean that we're in this moment where a person could walk the streets of the area just outside of that Mikdash Melech, Ir Melucha, and parts of it in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, today. And I hope and pray that each of us will think about that as we're going into Tisha B'Av, a sad day, a day that reminds us that there is Churban, that the Chazon of Yeshaya was sadly a vision that did come to pass, one of tragedy and destruction and exile. But also to think a little bit about a vision that is also more positive and about the moment in which we find ourselves and the Shabbos that we have now that is not just the Shabbos of Chazon, but in which we daven fervently every single week. Apore Sukkot Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Amo Yisrael V'al Yerushalayim. We ask the Ribbono Shel Olam to spread its canopy of peace upon all of us and upon all Israel and upon Yerushalayim. Let us hope and pray that this is the last year in which we need to observe Tisha B'Av as a day of sadness. But like the Navi Zechariah tells us, God willing, by next year, it's a rabbi day of Sasson and Simcha. And we should hear Besorot Tovot, Yeshuot V'Nechamot Bekarov. Continue now with the recitation of Tehillim, written, of course, with divine inspiration by David Malka Mashiach, by King David, in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, who made Yerushalayim the Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha, who made it into the sanctuary of the king, the city of kingship. Let us together now turn to the Tehillim. I'll recite several Tehillim, as is our tradition, on the OU Daily Tehillim call. Beginning with chapter 20, please follow along with me. I'll recite it slowly, and then we'll recite several other tefillot after that. Chapter 20, Tehillim Chaf. Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Ach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yis odeka, or kol min chotecha, v'olatecha yedas nesela. Tachi levavecha, v'chol atzatecha yemalei. Niranana bishuatech, v'shem Eloheinu nidgol, yemalei Adonai kol mishalotecha. Ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai meshicho, ya'aneu mishmei kodsho. Bikfurot Yesha Yamino. Echevela Vatsusim. Banach Nemeshem Adonai Eloheinu Nazgir. Hemakare Uven Afalu. Vanachnu Kamnu Vanito Dad. Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Yaanenu Vyom Horeinu. Chapter 23. Tehillim Chaf Gimel. Mizmor LeDavid. Adonai Roi Lo Echzar. Deshayar bitseini, almei menuchot yinaleini. Nafsi yeshovev, yancheni v'magli tzedek l'man shemo. Gam ki elech begeit zal mavet, bo ira ra, hi ata imadi. Shivtecha umishantecha hema yinachamuni. Taroch lefanai shulchan, neged tzorerai. Yishanta v'shemen roshi, kosi revaya. V'chesir yidufuni kol yimei chayai. V'shavti v'veit Adonai le'orech yamim. Chapter 121, Tehillim, Kuf, Chaf, Aleph. Shila ma'alot, esai inai el he'arim, me'ayin evo ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim v'aretz. Lamot raglecha yanum shomerecha. Hinei lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Shomerecha. Adonai tzilech al yad yeminecha. Am hashemesh lo yakeka v'yareach balayla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikol Ra Yishmoret Nafshecha. Yishmor Tzedecha Uvorecha Me'atav Yadullah. Chapter 130, Tehillim Kuf Lamed. Shir HaMa'alot Mima Ma'akim Kraticha Adonai. Hai Shima V'Koli Tiyeno Ozechek HaShuvot L'Kol Tachanunai. Yishmor Yah Adonai mi yamod. Atzlicha leman tivarei. Ki Adonai kibeta nafshi, v'li dvaro chalti. Adonai mi shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. El Yisrael, el Adonai, kim Adonai hachesed v'arbei moftedut. Yivdet Yisrael mikol avonotav. 142, Dilem Kuf Membet. Maskil l'David, bioto v'ameara tefila. Koli el Adonai ezak, koli el Adonai et chanan. Eshpoch lefanav sichi, tarati lefanav agid. V'hita teif alai ruchi, v'ata yadata nativati, v'orav zu ahalech pam nufachli. Habet yamin ure'e, v'ein li makir. Avad manos mimeni, idoresh lenafshi. Zaakti eilecha Adonai, amarti atamachti, chelki be'eretz hachayim. Hakshiv el rinati, ki daloti meod. Ein meirodefai, ki ametsu mimeni. Otzia mimasger nafshi, lodot et shemecha. Biachtiru tzadikim kitigmol alai. Prayer Achenu in Hebrew and then in English. Achenu kol beit Yisrael, hanetunim batzaru v'shivya, ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, ha'makom yirachem aleihem, v'yodim imitzara lirvacha, u'meyafeila le'ora, u'mishibud ligula, ha'ashta ba'galav izman kariv, v'nomar, amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon. And let us say, Amen. The Mishaberach L'Chayalei Tzahal, the prayer for Israel's defense forces. Mishaberach Avotenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Hu Yivarech Et Chayalei Tzahagana L'Yisrael, V'Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Ha'omdim HaMishma Artzenu V'Arei Eloheinu, מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, ומניים הגדול לבוא הערבה וכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישפוח ברכה והצלח בכל מעשה ידיהם. שונאינו תחתיהם ויעטרם בחטא ישוע ובעטרת ניצחון. Yam bahem akatuv ki Adonai Eloheichem haolechem achem ulachem lachem imoyveichem lo shia etchem v'nomar ein Shabarach lashvuyim, the prayer for those being held in captivity. Mishabarach avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Yosef Moshe v'Aaron David u'Shlomo v'yivarech v'yishmor v'yimtzor et nedarei tzahagana l'Yisrael u'shvuyav v'et kol achenu anetuni b'tzor v'shivya. Ba'avur shekol ha'kahal ha'kadosh hazeh mitpalel ba'avuram, ha'kadosh baruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem, v'yosiyem mechoshech v'tzamavet, u'mosroteihem yinatek, u'mitzukoteihem yoshiyen, v'yishivem meher l'chek mishpachoteihem, yodu l'adunai chasdo v'niflotav livne adam, v'yikuyam behem ikra shekatuv, uftuyei adunai yeshuvun, uva'u tzion v'rina v'simchat olam al rosham, Tason, v'simcha yasigu v'nasu yagon v'anacha, v'nomar. Amen. Now the Mishaberach L'cholim, I will pause, that each person on the call can insert the name of anyone who they may know who is in need of a refuah shalema. Mishaberach Avoteinu Avraham, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aaron, David u'Shlomo, v'yivarech et ha'cholim.
Oz Baruch Hu Yimale Rachamim Aleihem Lahachlima Mulurapu Mulachatka Mulachayotam Vishbach Lahem Mehera Ufuah Shalem Mina Shamayim Lecholifarem Lechol Gideim Betok Shear Chole Yisrael Ufuah Nefesh Ufuah Daguf Hasta Bagalavis Makariv Vinomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Engel. Such a privilege to have you on. Great to hear your voice. We look forward, please God, and Yirat Hashem, to having you back on the program in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair, even during these difficult days. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world. The next program, Yirat Hashem, takes place after Tisha B'Av. Wishing everyone a easy and meaningful fast, whether that terminology makes sense even, but everyone should have an easy fast. And in Yirat Hashem, it won't be a day sadness, but a day of celebration, a day of bracha. We should all, in Yirat Hashem, convene for the Tehillim call next week in Yerushalayim.